Hello, 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 my beautiful humans. Welcome back to another lovely episode of Breaking Barriers, the award-winning podcast, the award-winning host, Breaking Barriers with your girl, Sammy. You see how I manifested that? I'm back. Happy New Year, my beautiful humans. It is 2023, and today we are talking about manifestation, spirituality, and just a lot of abundance and energy just flowing through my body. I don't know what's going on, but like I said in my last episode of Breaking Barriers 2023, Let's Be Beautiful, I genuinely believe that this year has been so beautiful and so great to me. And I just can't explain, like, honestly, I'm just gonna go through, like, what's been going on, what your girl's been up to, what I've been doing, and all the great things that I have just manifested and intentionally set into my life. So let's get into it.
Today is the 16th of January.
And I will be posting this on the 18th of January. So just be on the lookout for a new episode of Breaking Barriers. But okay, so since the year started off, I had a great start of the year. On the first day of January, I went to a Falcons game with my dad and my mom, and he's a huge Falcons fan. I'm just a huge bandwagoner. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm a bandwagon Falcons fan. I like sports, and I've never been to the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so I just decided to slide through with my dad and see the experience, have that experience with my parents, and just enjoy the moment. That was super fun. I want to say the second or like that first week, it was really cool. It was real lackadaisical. It was chill. I spent a lot of time with my family. So I want to say that same week or towards that weekend, I dropped my niece off to college. I'm so happy for her. It gave me such like a good boost of serotonin, like, my niece is going to college. She moved into her dorm, and it just made me so freaking happy. Like, I was like, oh my God, I remember when this moment happened for me, my freshman year of college. Like, I was meeting my roommates and just going shopping for new things and going on road trips, because it was a road trip to get there. I'm not going to tell y'all where she went. Obviously, the people who know, but the people who don't are not going to know. But it was a road trip down there, and y'all know I love a good road trip. Of course, I was vlogging it. And I was editing on the road. It just gave me a nice, like, extra boost of serotonin. Those small doses of serotonin just really did it for me. And I was just really appreciative of that. So that was the first week. It was real chill. Like, I was getting into my routine. Of course, going to high yoga, going to the gym, and just going with the flow of, like, setting my intentions and journaling and just going with, like, however Allah and my intentions and my spiritual beings was guiding me towards. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So the second week, let's see, I went on a date. I went on a really cute date, and I know I did. I was safe. I shared my location and everything. Like, I was talking to the guy. We went to an Indian food spot. It was so good. If y'all are in the Johns Creek, Duluth area, you definitely should try Masti Indian Street Eats. It's like a twist on Indian food. It gives like a modern twist on like street food, but Indian style. It was super good. So that's where we went. And then we went to go see Avatar 2. Finally, I finally saw that movie, and it was actually so good. Y'all know Avatar is probably one of my favorite movies ever. The cinematic views and just the vision and the storyline and everything, it's just like, oh, it was so beautiful. That first movie was great. The second movie, I couldn't fathom sitting there for 3 hours and 10 minutes, but I did, and it was the most joyous moment ever. Like, the movie, just throughout the whole movie, I was feeling like
I don't know, like my ancestors or something was just like, I don't know, like the entire movie, I was like, wow, they really outdid themselves. I personally don't think that we should have waited 11 years to see the movie, but granted, they were making the other three movies, 2 through 4, I believe, but the movie was great. I just felt like my ancestors and just like my spiritual guidance and my divine divinity, I still can't figure out how to say that, my divine being or whatever, was just flowing through the movie, like going from land to sea and just seeing the different aspects and seeing the different tribes come together. Just, oh my God, just made my heart so happy. And I just felt the whole flow of the movie and the cinematic, of course, the cinematic views definitely gave me the right intentions to just pay attention to the movie. But Avatar 2 was a great film. You should definitely go check it out. If you definitely can wait, if you don't want to sit through the movie theater for 3 hours, don't. But if you can wait till it's on the streaming service, which I'm pretty sure it will be soon. But that movie is genius. Like, go see it. Be with your spiritual guidance and intentions and just let it flow. And just let it be. But yes, y'all, I did not skip over the fact that I was on a date. It was super cute when we went to go see the movie. We had the theater to ourselves. Literally, the entire theater to ourselves. And knowing me, I'm a cold, like, nature person. I have blankets in my trunk prepared. I was like, you want me to go get some blankets? I got some in my trunk. And he was like, I will not judge you for that. So best believe I went to my car and got the blankets out of my trunk. And we had those blankets in the movie theater. I'm not ashamed of that. Nope, not one bit. Because it was chilly and I wanted a blanket and it was a cute little setup at the date. Like after we ate, then we went to the movies and chilled and we cuddled and it was cute. It was a real cute. I've just been really confident in my life and just in the abundance that is flowing through, like whatever I am inspired by, whatever I'm intentionally setting into my life. My confidence has just been so, like, filled with abundance and respect and so much, like, accomplishments within the small wins and big wins that I have been feeling. I just don't know what's happening. I think it's just because, like, before the new year even came around, I was setting the intentions. I was putting manifestations out in the open and just setting stone on what is right for me and what I deserve. I just been feeling very abundant and filled with energy and flow and strength and confidence and just brilliance and just beauty. It's just exuding from me. And I'm not ashamed about it because I set those intentions for myself months ahead and I'm not reaping any repercussions. I'm fueling whatever Allah, whatever God is bringing towards my life. And I'm so happy and deserving of everything that He is bringing into my life, the abundance that He is filling into my life, the opportunities that He is flowing into my life, the people that I am meeting, and just the overall, just, I don't know, just overall things that I have been experiencing have just been amazing. And I'm not taking any moment for granted because I deserve it. I deserve to be in the spaces that I am in. I deserve to be around the people that I have been around. I deserve the opportunities that are coming my way that haven't necessarily flourished and the experiences that I will experience. And just the overall love and joy and happiness and inspiration and uniqueness that is entering my life. I deserve that. And I am not apologetic for any of that. I am thankful and I am grateful for every single portion that has entered my life. So, yeah, going into spirituality, we are going to be talking about the movie Avatar. And I feel like I need to, like, bring up more, the tribe names, more research, basically, more research on the, what's it called, on the movie. Well, why am I drawing a blank right now? But let me get myself together and I'll be right back. Okay, y'all. I am back with more information on Avatar The Way of Water. I just honestly researched Avatar The Way of Water, spiritual ecology, environmental activism. That is what this, y'all, if y'all see me on video, I'm like scratching my ear right now. Y'all know I'll be going crazy. At least I'm not making the noise, but like, this feels so good when I'm like scratching my ear. We are vulnerable over here. Anyways, back to the regular scheduled program. Avatar, The Way of Water promotes spiritual, ecological, and environmental activism. So I definitely thought this as soon as I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, they are going to the spiritual route. Even though they have always gone down the spiritual route, but now they're inviting environmental and ecological different ways of the water, basically the way of water, and how everything flows together within the ecosystem. So this article basically invites indigenous culture and spiritual ecology that contrasts colonialism, anthropocentric, and utilitarian ethics. This basically touches bases on how nature is valuable in sacred communities, and how some communities, including animals and just the elements of manifestation through human nature, which is, if you have seen the movie, which is how humans and the animals connected to one another through that spiritual being and the communities, of how certain manifestations and connections are just connected, literally. It also states that there are certain ways of how ecology plays a crucial role in inhabiting the same territory where everything is interconnected, which is, oh my god, I loved it. And I will insert the picture that I'm looking at right now, when all the kids basically went to the sacred land, the Eastern Seaboard, the Pandora's Eastern Seaboard, which is the sacred land, and how it is connected through the spiritual ecology, and how, like, people who enter that realm of the world they belong there, and how certain people connect through different ways of the water. I know in specific parts of the movie where Agnes's daughter, I forget her name, took. No, that's the baby girl. I can't remember her name. She goes down in the water and she's able to hold her breath longer than the other kids. And it's just like how she's connecting with the other animals, and how she's connecting with the plants, and how she can move certain things with the water, and her mind and her body and her spirit are just all connected. I'm just literally like visualizing it again and how beautiful it was, because when I tell y'all, it was so beautiful the way this movie just connects throughout spirituality and the nature of like indigenous people and just tapping in to culture. It just really ignites the fact that communities within animals, within the water, within nature, within ourselves, and how everything is connected, and how we can just flow through nature, and how different dimensions have their essential roles in our lives, and how we can just connect through our minds, through our hearts, through our stomach, and how different things just ignite, and just our mental capacity throughout how different spiritual souls and different powers that just connect throughout our human experiences. And how just different things just overall influence humans for good and bad, and how humans go through certain rituals and offerings. Now, y'all know in Avatar, especially in Lion King, when Simba was born and they held him up. Come on, you can't tell me that's not a good ritual or spirituality offering, that it's just like, oh, my son or my daughter has entered this world. Welcome to the beautiful community of animals. welcome to your community. And that's exactly how it was with the aquatic animals. And when Jake's son connected with the whale, and apparently he was an outsider, and Jake's son was an outsider, you can't tell me that that's not a connection. I genuinely believe that I have a connection with some kind of animals, whether it be birds or owls. I've always loved and I've always had some type of connection with owls. I don't know what it is, but I love them. And they love me too. But yes, with certain rituals and offerings to the communities, we just have a certain influence on how things interact and how we communicate and how just different sacred and valuable beings hold the nature together throughout ecology. I don't know. The ecosystem is very weird. It's very crazy. And I love it. I love every single part of it. And it's just so beautiful. And how just I'm not really familiar on the indigenous culture, but this movie definitely gave me an insight on how, just overall, like how human nature and how humans and animals come from the same earth, and how we can just connect our sacred, like, values and communicate through different ways of life. And just the way of water really just connected me with how, I don't know what it is, my drink of choice is actually water. Like, my first drink of choice will be water over anything. Like, I hardly drink juice, and I'm literally comparing my drink of choice is water to a freaking movie, Avatar: The Way of Water. But I do have a connection with water. I am a water sign. I'm a Pisces. And I just feel as if, like, maybe certain, like, manifestations and certain values and certain things that I have connected with in my life have just, I don't know, tied into water. As crazy as that sounds, but I just genuinely enjoy this movie. Like, the first movie, I'll rewatch it over and over again. And I can definitely say that I will rewatch this 3-hour movie when it comes on the streaming services. Like, it was so freaking beautiful. And how ecology plays a certain role in the human connection. Like, having a soul sister is crazy. Oh, as I read through this article, I am, like, learning so much more than I didn't even know. So, the article says, animism derives from the Latin word anima, which refers to spirit, soul, or life force, and therefore it analyzes the spiritual dimensions that human relationships have with other beings, where respect towards others is the main factor of the film. On the other hand, animists think that each being of nature is permeated and animate with spiritual powers that are souls. Wow. Okay. These ones have the power to influence humans, good or bad, and also humans can do that through certain rituals and offerings, like I was saying. It can be illustrated in the movie with the relationships between the community and the spirit tree. If y'all don't know about the spirit tree, y'all know about the spirit tree, the tree where Jake and Agnes basically transferred over into the world of Avatar, as well as the aquatic animals. This is so beautiful. I'm going to have to save this picture as well because, oh, wow. Wow. The relationship between humans and nature is infinite. For instance, the spirit tree connects with the human nervous system to the soul, embracing and linking them as part of the same community with their ancestors, memories, visions, and duties. Yes, ancestors. Y'all, I just be having, like, these cough attacks. I don't know what's going on, but yes, having the connection with the community, with their ancestors, memories, visions, and duties. Like, I'm really sitting here doing a whole review on this movie and how it connects to the spirituality and what I've been going through abundance and having a sense of connection with my ancestors. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm loving every single part of it. So basically, another example is the indigenous people primarily responsible primaries res-
people's primary responsibility is maintaining balance and harmony in nature, society through appropriate respect, reciprocity, and rituals. I feel like that's not how you say it. Reciprocity. Anyways, and rituals. I love this because having that balance and harmony in nature, like, I love the outdoors. I adore the outdoors. It's such a beautiful way to connect and just be with the fresh air and just actually be in harmony with nature and society and just have that, like they were saying, have that respect and reciprocation of love and just fueling your body and just having that whole just symbolism throughout nature and just being with each other. Like whenever I were to go camping or whenever I would go on a hike or just be outside going on a walk, I feel some type of connection with the earth or just grounding myself and just being with the earth and just it allowing me to be outside and getting that fresh air and that vitamin D and just like, I don't know, it's something about it. Just being outside is so freeing and refreshing and just having that reciprocation of like the wind flowing and the trees being planted and oxygenating my life and just having the subtle activity of walking through, I don't know, just walking through a forest, going on a hike and just feeling the trees and just, I don't know, it's something about it. It's something about the reciprocation of nature and being in harmony with one another. Society is a beautiful thing to be a part of sometimes, but just being in nature in harmony and just having that visual throughout the movie with the connection. I don't know, it was something about him and him holding the whale's fin got me. Him having that connection, Jake's son, what was his name? Loak and Payakan is the whale. I don't think his name is Loak. Maybe not. Maybe. And forgive me. Excuse me. Forgive me for saying this man's name wrong, but basically this film just basically described the human and animal connection through ecology and environmental connections. It's just so beautiful and so necessary. I just never thought that like so much from a culture and how you can learn so much from its profound just references from a film. Like, it's something about it, just the compassion and respect that these humans have for one another and what they see, like, down below the sea. You're connecting with the way of water and how to breathe, like, breath work. Y'all, that's what got me. So I'm in my yoga journey, right? And I have been going to a few, like, breathing classes and breath work classes, which have been absolutely beautiful. You should definitely try it out. One of the girls from the seaside was teaching the young man, Jake's sons, from the forest side how to breathe underwater correctly so that he could hold his breath for a long period of time. That way he could swim and connect with the way of the water. It was so beautiful. She was like, breathe in from your heart. Breathe in from here. And if you can see on video, I'm like tapping my heart. Breathe in from the heart. And just release. Oh my God. I you know what? I actually might have to mess around and figure out a way how to see this movie again without paying a movie ticket because it was so good. I actually, so, like, I enjoyed it so much, and just the whole environmental activism that they have placed within this movie, just within like saving the whales and not harming the fish or not messing with the ecosystem and everything. And yeah, I know, like, ecosystem goes in a circle, like a lot of things are reborn and evaporated and the whole like yeah. But the way this movie connected nature and humans just brought me so much joy. And I can easily say that this movie was so beautiful within my spiritual journey, because like I said, I have been constantly devoted to the way that my abundance has been flowing. Excuse me. Yeah, like I said, I have been constantly devoted to the way my abundance has been flowing and celebrating the big and small wins that have been just progressing throughout my life, and the gratitude that has just been placed in front of me, and allowing myself to be patient, to be blessed, to be thankful, to be just overall, I don't know, like, what to say. It's just, like, I'm so grateful that Allah and just, like, my beings and the patience and just not pressuring myself to, like, tap into things that I don't want to do, and allowing myself to tap into the things that aren't fearful, the things that I am great at doing, and just not being fearful to tap into, I don't know, things that make me blossom, and just having the movement to just do what I love to do and just tap into different things that spark joy, whether it be creative, whether it just be going into like my dating experiences, whether it be cooking, whether it just be, I don't know, just celebrating the small and big wins and not being fearful of what doesn't exist. Not being fearful of something that doesn't exist. Like, why am I afraid of something that I haven't even done yet? I never know, it could bring me joy, it could not bring me joy. I have to do it and figure it out to see if it brings me fear or not. Like, yeah. So I've just been very, very, very excited and very thankful and grateful for the movement that I have placed into my life. And I just, and that's on me. Like, I have been making the right decisions to place things into my life that fall into place and that just strive through like the happiness and abundance that I'm setting up for myself. And y'all know that like everything takes daily actions, and like the goals and the path that you want to go down are very important. But I don't know, I just say, like, you know, don't take life too seriously, but also have great goals, have great intentions on what like you ever want to set up for yourself. Make prayer, like, excuse me, I made prayer yesterday morning and this morning, and I had just been feeling so connected with whatever has been going through my life, and just connecting with Allah and just asking him to protect my prayers and protect me and just whatever I am praying for and my intentions, for him to protect my intentions and for him to just protect the people around me, protect my path, protect my career, protect my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, protect my ancestors, continue to protect my loved ones that are no longer here, and just to overall protect me. And that is on that. I am genuinely enjoying this process, and that everything is taking its own time to build, because amazing things are happening to your girl. Amazing things are flourishing in my life that I never really would have thought that would come into my life. But my altitude is just growing, and I am becoming a magnet. I have always been a magnet, but I am becoming a stronger magnet towards things that are desirable to me, that are keeping me unstoppable, that are well suited for my being, that are progressing into my life, that are building and growing the seeds that I planted, and it's just blossoming into the life that I deserve, and the glow that I have in my life is just continuing to shine. And I can thank myself,
I can't thank myself enough. And I just thank my ancestors. I just thank my spiritual beings. I just thank the people around me, the people that I place around me, and the path that I'm creating for myself, the life that I'm speaking into my life, and just the abundance that is fueling me, because I already knew I was qualified, and just a lot of things have been placed into my life for a reason and not for a season, because they are sticking around for a long time, because I am the best creative. I am the best like lover out there. I'm the best person to build myself. I am existing in the place that I am meant to be in. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am brilliant. I am courageous. And I enjoy every single step that has entered my life and the path that Allah is creating for me. I am enjoying the process. I am trusting the process. And the beautiful flow that I'm creating in my life is well deserved. And it is happening for me, to me, in the ways that I desire. Because my mind is beautiful. My soul is beautiful. My gut is beautiful. The path that I'm walking on is beautiful. My intuition is beautiful. The people that I surround myself is beautiful. And the love and the light and the cherishment and the overall enlightenment and just beauty abundance that I am in, that is entering in my life, is beautiful. I love you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming to another beautiful episode and listening to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. Thank you for coming to another review. I just sat here and reviewed a whole like movie. Like, I just reviewed an entire movie. But I just really enjoy the fact that I was able to just connect on different ways of, like, spirituality and just overall abundance and just bringing the barriers, breaking the barriers, basically, on, like, your feelings about your spirituality are valid. Everybody has a different spiritual journey, and I am enjoying my process. I am loving my process, and whatever is going on in my life and my obstacle that is being figured out by God, myself, and the ones around me, and whoever has to deal with it. I love you all so, 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 so much, you beautiful humans. I just enjoy you all's company. I am enjoying my beautiful setup, and I am enjoying every single portion of whatever I am bringing to the table. We are going to bring a beautiful quote to you today, a quote about spirituality. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Oh, yes. I am worthy of an amazing life. Be the energy you want to attract. I am the luckiest person in the world. Maybe next week we'll talk about the lucky girl syndrome, because I've been hearing a lot about that. So we're going to save that for next week. But let's see. Should we do spiritual awakening, spiritual growth? Okay. Everything I want to be more. We keeping it at that, baby. I love you all so much. Be sure to follow Breaking Barriers on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Breaking Barriers Podcast or Breaking Barriers Pod. It'll be right here on the screen. Be sure to follow my main page at Samira_Bia143 on Instagram, at SamiraBia143 on Pinterest, TikTok, and other platforms. Be sure, and my YouTube. Be sure to follow Seamless by Sammy on Instagram and Pinterest and TikTok. I love you all so much. Go be the beautiful, enlightened humans that I know you are. I love you, and cheers to a beautiful life. See you next week.